Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey, what's up, guys? In today's video, we're going to take a look into how Mr. Beast, one of the most popular YouTubers on the planet, made an estimated $750,000 of profit from a single t-shirt launch last year. We're going to look into what the niche or the kind of the cross theme of the t-shirt was, and it'll make sense when you see what video he funded with the money from launching that t-shirt. And I'm going to explain to you towards the end why I think the $750,000 profit number is probably significantly lower than what he actually made, meaning I think he made multiples more than that. So, and I'm gonna use my knowledge as a print-on-demand seller to show you what I think he actually made. So why don't we get started? So last year in September of 2021, Netflix launched a viral TV show called Squid Game that was extremely popular, and I really enjoyed the show myself. If you haven't seen it, you may wanna consider watching it. In response to the popularity of this show, Mr. Beast filmed his own real-life Squid Game video, which, I mean, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. As of recording this video, it's got over 250 million views, and it really hasn't even been out that long. I think I saw a screenshot that it did over 100 million views in the first, like, 4 days. So it's just an epic, epic video. Now, Mr. Beast, while prepping for that video, dropped a tweet that said, "We are doing this drop because our Squid Game video is looking like it'll cost over $2 million, easily our most expensive video, and we need help paying for it. All the money we make will go towards the video." And you can see here, he's referring to a merchandise drop. You can see a picture of it on the left, and you guessed it, the merchandise is themed after Squid Game. I'm sure Mr. Beast has a really great team of lawyers that checked it out and said he'd probably be safe with, you know, like, I would never, if we're uploading to like Amazon merch or Etsy or really anywhere, would recommend to my audience to like do a themed design after Squid Game or after some TV show. It's just not a great like business model, I think, in the long term. But Mr. Beast is, remember, like, the only way you're really wrong is if you go to court and a judge is residing over the case. So, meaning it goes to litigation, you've got lawyers involved, all that good stuff. And I mean, I don't know that any company wants to like risk ruining their entire reputation going after Mr. Beast when he's literally taking the profits from his merchandise and spending it on his videos, right? And he's like one of the most beloved characters on planet Earth. So that's just my thoughts. Like, and plus, like, again, it all comes down to a judge's decision whether or not there's any copyright infringement taking place. So I'm not trying to, I'm staying neutral here. I'm not defending him, but I'm also saying I kind of get why, you know, and I'm sure he didn't just go into Photoshop and design these himself. He's probably feeling secure with, you know, how these are designed. And I'm sure it went by his lawyers. All right, so I was watching a YouTube Shorts video from a channel called Richard the YouTube Strategist. He was talking about how much Mr. Beast made from this Squid Game video, and it caught my eye when I saw his estimate based on the number of t-shirts Mr. Beast moved from this video, okay? By the way, Mr. Beast's tweet that said it cost $2 million for the video, well, when all was said and done, he spent $3.5 million on the video, which also could have been a result of the merchandise drop. If truly all the money did go to the video, well, then $3.5 million would mean he probably made a lot of money from the merchandise. Now, that, I mean, I don't have the actual like exact statistics in front of me, but if it's true, well, that could explain. And like I said, I think he made more from the merchandise than what Richard, the YouTube strategist here, actually estimated. But let me show you the numbers. So how much did he make from this t-shirt drop? By the way, real quick, just want to plug it. I know I'm breaking the order of the slides, but when he did the actual Squid Game video that has 250 million views, he didn't plug the merchandise in this video, at least not to my knowledge. I just rewatched it. I didn't see it. So I think he may have just been plugging the Squid Game merch leading up to the video, okay? Now, how much did he make in merchandise sales from the video? Well, this is also borrowed from the YouTube strategist's estimates, by the way. So he went, he did some digging. He said that Mr. Beast's merchandise website had 1.5 million visits. And from 1.5 million visits, he's giving about a 10% conversion rate, which I think I can actually get behind. I mean, if any of us watching run our own e-commerce websites, we know that our conversion rates are probably never going to be that high. But when it comes to, like I said, like one of the most popular figures on YouTube, on planet Earth, like Mr. Beast, and you know you're clicking a link and going to a website that does one thing, it sells Mr. Beast merchandise, you're going to see a much higher conversion rate than normal, okay? It's like going to Amazon. Amazon's conversion rates are extremely high because what do you do on Amazon? You go shopping, okay? Like if we have our own e-commerce website, not a recognized brand, and we're kind of trying to convert cold traffic, we're going to see a much lower conversion rate than 10%, okay? But 1.5 million visits, and he's saying that let's just assume 10% of those people converted, so that's $150,000 in sales. Now, the shirts were priced at $50 a shirt, which is an incredibly high price point, but again, Mr. Beast, you got the Beast effect, you got the fact that the money's going into the video. So, I mean, I think people are willing to pay it. Now, here's another tweet from Mr. Beast. He says, I'm inviting 100 random people that buy this shirt or hoodie to compete in his recreation of Squid Game. All right, and he gave a 48-hour timeline, okay? So he's putting also that sense of urgency, like, hey, 48 hours, get your shirt, get your hoodie, or else you're not going to be eligible to be in the video. By the way, the winner of the video got $456,000 as their prize. So a lot of the $3.5 million was actually just cash prizes to the participants. All right, so shopmrbeast.com is his domain. And yeah, that would definitely, if I saw that tweet in time, I would definitely say, hey, worth it. And I would go buy myself a t-shirt. So if we do the math here, $150,000 sales, $50 a sale comes to $7.5 million in revenue. And in this video, they estimated $750,000 in profit, assuming a 10% profit margin. Here's the thing. We know that if we go to Printful, you know, probably, I don't know this for sure, but I'm guesstimating it's probably the biggest print-on-demand production partner out there. All right, Printful has a Gildan 64,000 t-shirt that you can have fulfilled at a base cost of $9.95. Now, if you're Mr. Beast and you're using Printful for fulfillment, you're going to get that 20% volume discount applied, and you're going to get whatever, you know, what is that, about $2 off. Okay, so it's going to bring it down to like $7.95 or $8 roughly. Printful also has the Bella Canvas 3001, extremely popular, so they could fulfill on that, and that's got a $12.95 base cost. Of course, again, volume discounts can come into effect. If you're Mr. Beast, you would expect to save that 20% as well. So let's just go ahead and assume he paid $10 a shirt and $5 in shipping per shirt. So every order at $50 comes through, subtract $15, you got $35 profit per order. That could net you $5.25 million in profit, okay? Now, I have no way of knowing what his numbers actually were unless I get a hold of his books or his accountant, which I'm never going to get, right? So I'm just saying, in theory, if you can justify such a high price point, to me, saying a 10% profit margin when you're charging 50 bucks just seems a little low. I'm guessing he came in at, you know, I mean, if he actually spent all the profit on that video and he said he spent $3.5 million, well then who knows how much he actually made off the merch, but it's probably definitely significantly more than $750,000. Let's just go ahead and say it's probably like at least $2 million. I feel like that is a nice safe estimate, but if we were fulfilling these ourselves using Printful and not even getting a volume discount, right, we just used $9.95 and then $5 shipping, which Printful would charge normally $4 shipping, right? So in theory, it could even be, you know, higher than $5.25 million. I was trying to be conservative, guys, but I just thought it was fun kind of looking at, you know, one of the, you know, all-time greats, you know, at the apex of his game, Mr. Beast on YouTube, so beloved by his audience, doing a merch drop and attaching such a strong incentive to that merch drop by saying, hey, if you buy this, you'll be eligible to show up in the video. Like, that's pretty epic, man. This is one of the best print on demand shirt launches that I've ever seen. And he's a marketing genius. I even bought his chocolate bars a couple months back in search of the golden ticket, because if you got a golden ticket, you could be in his new video, which hasn't come out yet, about the Willy Wonka chocolate factory replica that he's building. So anyways, shout out to Mr. Beast. Just epic, man. Epic marketing there. And guys, While I can't show you how to become a viral sensation on YouTube, I can show you how to launch your own print-on-demand business and make money online selling t-shirts, hoodies, etc. Now, if you've got a huge following on social media or YouTube and you want to attempt the next $5 million plus profit t-shirt launch, be my guest. I'll show you everything you need to know as far as setting up the backbone, the infrastructure to handle, 150,000 orders, theoretically. If you're able to get to those numbers, that would be absolutely incredible. But you can find out more using the link in the description. Thank you guys for watching. Please like and subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow with a new video.